What happened in Nevada? Can you, Jessica States, talk about what we just saw? I mean, there's a police line in front of the stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think about...
And Rick, would you like to weigh in on that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, we saw the footage. It was a very contested convention. The Clinton folks say the Sanders folks knew the rules in advance and then complained when the rules didn't advantage them. The Sanders folks say that basically we have an establishment that's trying to assert their powers. I think when I look back historically, I see the attempts to exacerbate these divisions as possibly a strategy of Donald Trump and the Republicans. He has an ally named Roger Stone, who was part of Watergate. The whole strategy of Watergate, all through 1972, was to create divisions that were based in real divisions, but to exacerbate them. So, like, a Roger Stone type figure would steal letterhead from one of the Democratic candidates, write a letter accusing another Democratic candidate of cheating, and then get that out to the media, right? So the idea is if Democrats can't get back together in the general election, then the Democrats can't win. Now, these divisions are real, and the anger is real, but the exploitation of it is very similar to kind of what the FBI did in COINTELPRO. They take real divisions and try and turn them into divisions that make it possible for people to work together. So we need to be careful about that.
Roger Stone is the source on so many of the National Enquirer stories.
That's right.
Against...
That's right. My next article is about how...
Against Ted Cruz.
Yeah, Donald Trump partakes of a reactionary tradition within gossip politics, something like the National Enquirer. I actually have a document in which Michael Deaver, Ronald Reagan's longtime aide, tries to pitch Ronald Reagan as a columnist for the National Enquirer in 1975.